الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
When you look at people who are striving to be excellent in whatever they do, one of the characteristics that's present within them is that they remember their mistakes and they forget their successes. When you look at people who are striving for excellence in whatever they do, you'll find that they tend to remember their mistakes and they forget their successes. I'll give you a couple examples. Example number one, when a team wins the NBA championship, you can ask the question, you won a championship. Why do you have to play next season? Why do you have to worry about the next championship? Because if a person wins a championship, then they should be happy with that championship, they should see that they succeeded, and they should basically take the rest of their life and just relax because they won the championship, they achieved the goal. But the problem, externally, that's what it looks like. Superficially, when you look at the situation, it makes sense. But the problem is that people who win championships are people who strive towards excellence. And when they strive towards excellence, they have this characteristic in them that they very quickly forget their successes, and they have a strong propensity to remember their mistakes. So they win a championship, but they forget that championship, and if they lose, you know, the next season, for example, they don't do well the next season, all they can remember is that they lost the season. They have a very hard time remembering or even recalling the feelings of that championship. As another example, you'll see that, and I see this as a physician, you'll see that doctors, they get very fixated on their mistakes. Now, first of all, doctors are human beings, so they make mistakes like all other human beings. But of course, those mistakes have sometimes consequences. And you'll see that when you interact with doctors, if you know them well, and you have the ability to speak with them on that at that level, they're very fixated on their mistakes. They remember the mistakes that they made, and they even remember the mistakes that they made 10, 15, 20, 30 years later. I can tell you that even you know, in my own life, let's say I've been practicing, even at, let's say if you count residency, you know, almost 15 years, 20 years now, and I very vividly can tell you the, you know, the mistakes that I've made along the way. And I remember those as if they just occurred yesterday. Because that's the nature of a person who's trying to achieve excellence. And you'll see this is very common amongst physicians because they're trying to achieve a certain goal, which is excellence in caring for their patients. But when you think about it, the mistakes that they make probably represent less than 0.0001% of all the things that they do. I mean, for example, if you sit down with a doctor and you ask them, do you remember you saved this patient and you saved this patient and you benefited this patient and you benefited this patient and you benefited this patient, they don't remember any of that. It's very hard for them to be able to appreciate that 99.999% of their interactions were positive and they benefited someone. Instead, they remember that, oh, I made this mistake, I made that mistake, I made that mistake. And that actually is a good characteristic. They remember their mistakes and they forget their successes. And because of that characteristic, it drives them to do better each and every day. If they sat around and were patting themselves on the back all the time, I did this good, I did that good, I did this good, I did that good, they would make 100 mistakes. But if they remember their mistakes, they're very careful, and any time they come close to repeating that mistake, they will pause, reassess, and make an adjustment. And that's a positive characteristic. It's a sign of someone who's trying to achieve a very high goal. Whether that's winning a championship or trying to serve, you know, the patients that a physician might serve every day. Now take that example and bring it into the realm of our deen. The characteristic of a believer is that they remain fixated and remember their sins. Characteristic of a believer is they remember their sins and they forget their good deeds. They can donate a ton of money to a masjid and they don't even remember that they did it. Instead, they remember, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I made this mistake, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have said that. And if a person finds this characteristic inside of them, then this is a very positive characteristic, and in fact, it is the characteristic of the pious predecessors that came before us. So this is something that, you know, we can say signs of progress along the path towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we're walking around bragging about, I did this, and do you remember I did that, and I remember this, and I remember that, and I can't, you know, I did this good thing, and I did that good thing, that's a sign that a person is not going to achieve new heights in their effort. But if a person has this characteristic within them, that they remember their mistakes, and they'll remember their mistakes for years and years, then that is a sign of someone who's striving towards excellence. And in fact, it is a sign of the people of piety. Even in the Quran, the description of the people who come to the conclusion of the magnificence of Allah, they're constantly making tawbah. They're not remembering, I prayed this prayer, I prayed those prayers, I gave this charity, I fasted so many Ramadans in my life. I mean, imagine a believer sitting and saying, oh, I fasted 30 Ramadan, so I did this, and I prayed this many prayers. That's not what a believer does. It's not what a believer does. A believer says, I fasted X number of Ramadans, but I have yet to offer one proper fast. I prayed so many prayers in my life. How come I have yet to pray one prayer properly in my life? I learned so many things, but I have yet to inculcate those in my heart and in my daily routine. How come I've heard so many lectures and met so many scholars, but I have yet to inculcate knowledge to the depth to which it should be inculcated? That's a sign that a person is going to achieve excellence. And that's what drives a believer. They're always looking at, see, because they're always empty. You know what I'm saying? Like they say that you can't be full. A person, let's just take this in the sphere of knowledge because maybe it makes more sense for us because we come from those backgrounds. Once a person's content that they have something, they'll never seek it again. That's when they surrender. Once a person's content, you know, if a person's content, I won the championship, and there are people like that, by the way, even in the NBA as an example. Once they're content that they won championship, they're never going to be able to achieve that excellence again. Once a person thinks that I have knowledge, how are they going to go and seek more knowledge? They're going to be done. Once a person thinks that I've, you know, done some great deed, how are they going to strive towards the next great deed? Because they're going to be done. A key characteristic of a believer in their achievement of excellence is that they don't remember what they did before. They're always hungry. You know, they say you have to stay hungry. They're always hungry for an interaction with Allah, for an opportunity to be able to make amends for their past mistakes, for a chance to be able to seek renewal, for an opportunity to reconnect with Allah. And this is a characteristic that should be found in a believer. And this is what I meant in the very beginning when I said that a believer, even their memory and their forgetfulness comes under the context of deen. They remember their sins, they remember their shortcomings, they remember their mistakes, no matter when they occurred, as if they were yesterday. And they can't even recall the good deeds. Only when somebody reminds them, do you remember this? Do they then remember, oh my God, subhanAllah, that actually happened, I actually did that. And by the way, this is also the cure to arrogance. And this is what our scholars say. They say, remember who you are. Remember your okat. You know, okat, basically your periods of your life. Remember who you are, really are. Remember your history. If a person starts thinking, I did A, I did B, I did C, I did D, they remember all of those things, but they can't remember any of their mistakes, then of course that's going to lead to arrogance. A person's going to begin to think that I am something. But if a person is fixated on their sins and can barely remember their good deeds, then that is a way by which they're preserved from ever becoming arrogant, because all they see in front of them is the myriad of mistakes that they've made throughout decades of their existence. So this is a characteristic that we should all seek to inculcate, which basically means that we zoom in on our mistakes and we erase the memory of the good that we've done. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't capturing it, will fulfill it, will multiply it, and return it to us. But it's not our concern. This is not the day of judgment. This is not the place where we're trying to enumerate the good that we did. This is the place where we're trying to remain hungry, to do as much good as possible, and to avoid as many mistakes as we can. Which basically means that all we can see in front of us is the mistakes that we've made and the opportunity to be able to achieve something greater. And we wait for the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the book of deeds, and inshallah we'll be able to erase the mistakes that we made and preserve the good that we did. That's a different paradigm. That's a different dynamic on that day. But anyway, very, very simple principle, maybe if you want to put it in sort of like layman's terms, we always remain hungry. The believer, always, by the way, not the believer only, all people of excellence, in particular the believer, always remain hungry. There's always another patient to serve. There's always another bit of knowledge to learn. There's always another opportunity to succeed. There's always another thing that I can do. And if a person wants to remember anything, then they just remember their shortcomings. They just remember their shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are cognizant of our weaknesses and mistakes so that we can make tawbah, seeking His forgiveness. And may He make us amongst those who bury away and hide our good deeds so that we preserve ourselves from arrogance. وَآخُرَ الدَّعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ